This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Our professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Cure, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu, where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, good evening. What a beautiful day here in
it
the...
It is a gorgeous day.
Oh, you know, my gosh.
It used to be the capital of the Confederacy. You can't say that. It used to be the city of monuments. Can't say that
that's
anymore.
Do you know the first electric streetcar was built in Richmond?
Bring them back.
No lie. 1890.
Bring it back.
Yep. That voice you're hearing, by the way, is none other than Dr. Robert Call, a former Wahoo himself and proud sponsor of Who's Talking for many years.
Electric. That's what I'm
called. Electric.
That's right.
How about once a Wahoo, always a Wahoo?
That's what I've found. Yes.
Okay. You know. All right. So we have a big show tonight. So we're delighted to have Bobby here in studio with us. In the second segment tonight, we'll have Dr. Owusu Achau from Ortho Virginia.
Still smarting about the Dookie loss.
Yes. I've heard he's been moping.
Yeah. Thank goodness we didn't have him on more quickly than we did.
All right. And then we have Paul Collins joins us at the bottom of the hour with his thoughts on the football team.
He's our only non-MD guest tonight. Mm. Yes. We have a medical flavor tonight's show.
But you know what? He does a great job.
He really does.
All right. So
you could be smart and not be a doctor.
And, look at me. And vice versa.
How about the smartest thing you ever did was marry Linda?
I have to agree with you there.
Here we go. Tonight, this is show number 562, which is kind of exciting. As we are wrapping up season 16, we may very well have a end of season spring sports
wrap up
show, which we will do in May. But this is the last contiguous Monday night.
Ooh, that's a big word for you. Can you spell that?
Dude, I'll crush
we
you.
We only have an hour here, guys. We only have an hour. That's a lot to spell.
We're going
to
make this a spelling bee.
Yeah, you would lose. All right, here we go.
Hey, I was an academic All-American.
I want to see those scores. All right, here we go. Bobby, both you and I were at Scott Stadium.
You and 598 others.
Blistery conditions, maybe 600 people in attendance. I think there's a lot of things that work there. Number one, the Friday game for the baseball team got postponed due to weather, so that game was moved to Saturday in a 12 noon start. I think that hurt attendance. But I think the thing that really is hurting attendance, and I worry about that going into the fall, is there's such a dramatic change to the whole roster. I mean, the whole team has turned over just about. And judging by what's happening at places like Oklahoma and Alabama, where college football is religion, and they were getting record low crowds for their spring games, I'm concerned for the lifeblood, which are the fans attending college football. It's,
you know, you almost could look at it like, all right, who's going to be on our team this year?
Well, that's
right. That, yeah. I'm going to come out and see who the heck did they get in the summer, and you just don't know.
And you know, by the way, the portal opened up. This opens up this week, and Virginia's going to go after some players. I just saw, thanks to Paul Collins, where one of the studs from Penn State's offensive line has jumped in the portal, and he and I joked, is there any NIL money left for this guy? Because since Monroe Mills, who came from Louisville, has hurt his knee and is out for the season, let's go find another stud.
You know, you almost can't have enough of offensive linemen or defensive linemen. I mean, there were seven out for the spring game. The other thing about the spring game, I think you don't want to show your hand, so you're not going to do the things that are really sexy that, you know, you want to surprise somebody with, and a lot of the players weren't there. So
you guys are acting as though we've been packing 61,000 in for the games during the regular season. You know, you got to start winning to get people excited about the program.
I think that's
certainly part of this. And certainly the last 3 years have been very tough. 11 wins in 3 years puts a strain on any school's football program.
You got to reestablish trust. That's what I call it.
You got a following. You know, they've got two guys that are creatives on the staff, right? And they got their cameras. They're making videos. It's pretty
impressive.
Well,
let me ask you this, Bobby. And I know you don't learn much from a spring game, and a lot of guys weren't playing because they were held out for one reason or another. But what did you see? Anything that gave you encouragement?
You know, what impressed me the most was the third string quarterback, Frakes. That guy has got an arm. He's quick release. He's 6'4", 232. So he's got some size, and he had a little bit of mobility as well. You know, the other two quarterbacks, Danny Kalin and Chandler Morris, they look good. They look good.
They threw a lot of nice balls.
They did.
I saw good tight spirals in windy conditions.
And who's the receiver from Purdue? He looked pretty good. He came in from Purdue. I heard him talking about him, made a couple of nice catches. And I think they got a tight end now that looked decent.
Well, Twitty looked
Dakota
good.
Dakota Twitty was on the team last year.
Yeah.
Now, that's exciting. Now, the player that I'm concerned about is the young man from St. Christopher's by way of North Carolina. And this Green, he has got to get open and catch some balls. There was a play that was called back because of holding. Actually, the quarterback slipped in his knee, stood back up, and threw a nice 40-yard ball, and Green caught it, but the play got waved off because the quarterback was down in the backfield.
Yeah. Need to go to NFL rules.
Well, but the other thing, you know, I worry about is the cornerback position. You know, they don't have a lot of cornerbacks. Hopefully some people can step up and do a great job. I talked to Bryce Hall. He's playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that guy's not that big. I mean, he's tall. He's got some broad shoulders. So hopefully these guys can compete out there. But it's really hard to tell how athletic, you know, somebody's going to be at a spring game. So I think you got to come to the football games and see how they're going to do.
You were referring to Jamal Adrien. He did make two very nice plays on passes up the field. One was near the far sideline, and I couldn't tell if he's in or not. And the other player that kind of surprised me a little bit, I'm looking for his name. Oh, Dylan Newton Short, a true freshman from Matoaca, Virginia, 6 feet 2'10" receiver. He made a nice catch, and then made some moves after the catching. Yards after catch is a big deal.
Yeah.
Anybody that can catch it and go and get you some more
now,
yards.
Now, is the field goal kicker hurt? Is that why he didn't play?
I don't think he played just to protect him.
Okay.
And Daniel Sparks, the punter, looked great.
He was fine.
He did kickoffs. You know, who's it? Billy Kudelka. He's a defensive end. He had 4 sacks, and he was a walk-on. Played sparingly, I think, last year. But, you know, we've got to have that edge rusher getting in there and causing some pressure on the opposing quarterback. So it's going to be a long, long season.
Well, Virginia went out and got a couple of guys. They got the kid from Nevada, Las Vegas. K-Mac, I think K-Mac is his name, and he's going to do some good things, I think. The kid that sort of surprised me, and I heard good things about him last year. He played at Episcopal High School. John Rogers plays tight end. He caught a ball that was, the quarterback had to throw it because he was going to get sacked, and he threw it.
Yep.
The timing was off. He just threw it up there. Rogers went up, climbed the ladder, caught it, and landed hard and held on.
And it was a one-handed grab.
It was a one-handed grab.
Yep.
Play
what did you
him.
Think about this running back, Jamari Taylor?
Fast.
Yeah.
He's Forrest Gump fast.
He could be the star. I agree. We need that.
He got around the end a couple of times and with room to spare.
And he caught that pass right out of the backfield, and it got called back. But yeah, he showed us some speed. I'm excited about
it. The thing I'm worried about is Xavier Brown. They've got to find a way to use number 20 Xavier Brown better this year. He was underutilized last year. The whole love affair between Elliott and Kobe Pace, I'm not sure it was warranted. We're going to find out this year.
Now, is Xavier Brown a pretty good pass catcher?
Decent, but he's a running back that has a burst. They got to get some plays to him. All these linemen that they've went and got, they got to get the job done.
Well, sometimes with a guy like that, you want to throw it to him out in the flat, give him some space to maneuver.
Yeah, and that's fine too. But you got to be able to run the ball, Hubbo.
But that's the offensive line.
Virginia has not run the ball since really in 6 or 7 years.
And that just makes it hard on the passing.
Well,
game.
Just you're always in second and long. And
yep.
Listen. Des Kitchen catches a lot of grief as the offensive coordinator. But the truth is, if your team has very little of a threat on the ground, it puts so much pressure on the quarterbacks and the OC to come up with some plays to get you out of the hole. I mean, you're playing from behind. I did see Henry Omohundro, tight end from St. Christopher's. He appeared to hurt his leg in the game. I'm not sure what the injury was. He was able to hop off the field, but he did make a play up the field, maybe an 8-yard, 9-yard play, but he didn't land right. And I'm hoping he's okay.
You know, Josiah Abdullah, they're comparing him to Malik Washington. So
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah,
he's only a freshman.
Yeah, that's a little bit much. I'm not. Washington was the transfer in that set all the records.
Right.
And is playing for your Miami Dolphins. So before we go comparing anybody in a spring game to that guy, right?
It's all about potential.
Vince says we have
achieving
four minutes. I like Grady Brosterhaus. He came in the game and he ran around the right end for 9 yards. And when your backup can do that, that's a good sign.
And Mike Brown, the linebacker, man.
Yes.
Miles Brown, he had, 11 stops, 6 solo tackles. So,
oh, well, listen.
You know, but there's going to be Cam. He's coming back. And James, what's his name?
Jackson.
Maybe? Yeah, they already got two guys.
Well, there. He was on the sidelines. Cam Robinson did not play because he had shoulder surgery, I think. Jackson, I don't know what held him out, but he didn't play. Number 7,
mm-hmm.
And how can you tell what kind of defense you've got if the number 1 and number 2 linebackers aren't on the field?
Bobby, what's the process now? They're finished spring practice. They just do weight training, individual workouts until they practice. in the summer?
Yeah, you want to be as fit as possible. You want to be building your speed building your strength all summer. You know, all spring, all summer. So
now,
when
is
you
that
come
coach
in and
supervised, do they supervise?
Not officially. No, okay. you've got your workouts planned. You know, and I worked out with Ray Easterling, right? He was a Atlanta Falcon guy. So hopefully, these guys, you know, find their kind of professional NFL mentors and go, "Hey, man, what are you doing?"
And that's all about commitment.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to get better every year. You got to get bigger, better,
well,
you know, stronger.
In theory and on paper, Virginia did wonderful things. The high school recruiting was a little bit better in the last couple of years. The portal signees are much better than they've had in recent years. My question to you, Bobby, is this. Most of these guys did not play very much in these scrimmages this spring. We're off for a time, and they're doing the informal, unsupervised practices. You've got summer ball coming up in August 1. Is there enough time in August to get ready for the first game?
You mean between now and August?
Yeah. No.
Oh, you mean just team-wise? Oh, yeah. I mean, as a D-back, you know what you got to do. The key is the offensive line. Those guys, I had breakfast with the offensive line coach, and we were talking about the signals that the center – we have a great center, by the way. He's taken 2,400 snaps. What, he's South Alabama or UAB, I think.
Brady Wilson, and he – I can't wait to see him because everybody's been raving about that guy.
Well, I'd love to hear just how the offensive line communicates before the play, because they've got this code where they're saying, all right, I'm blocking this guy there. And then, you know, defense shifts and they got to recode. So these guys are talking out loud in a code to try to, you know, make sure they know where they're going on every play. You know, the offensive line is probably the ones that need to sync together the most. Otherwise, you know, QB's thrown to his receivers, and, you know, defensive backs are running.
Quarterbacks and running backs and wide receivers is timing.
Yeah.
The offensive line is...
It's synchrony, man.
They've got to synchronize. Yep. And, you know, the guard does this on this play. The tackle does that. The center helps the guard on this play. On other plays, he doesn't help anybody.
And even without Monroe Mills, we have a little more depth at offensive line this year.
They got a slew of players.
We do. We need more, too.
We need more. And the first game this year is August 30th, Coastal Carolina. And, you know, by the time this team gets to summertime, it seems like there's not enough time for that O-line to gel. I do think that the wide receivers and the running backs and the quarterbacks can get synced up. And they appeared to be synced up on Saturday, didn't they?
Yeah, and defense is, you know, you don't need that team experience.
But you do need to come out there and reps. All right, we're going to break. We got Dr. O coming up in just a few minutes. That was a lot of fun with Bobby Call. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues.
Nice work.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives. Live.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hey, Bobby's excited here. He's grooving.
I guess so. He just got back from Key West.
Rock and roll.
Who's Talking's back. We've got a second segment here tonight. The Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. Kwadwo Owusu-Achau, otherwise known as Dr. O.
Dr. O to me. I still can't pronounce his name.
Actually, it's Dr. No to you.
You know, the great thing. Hey, doctor, thanks for calling in tonight. And by the grace of our good Lord, you didn't have to call any sooner because I know you were smarting over those dookies. Tell the truth.
So you're going to turn the knife in my back just like that.
That's the way Hobgood is. He's been giggling about this ever since we got in studio tonight.
Yeah, I heard you were coaching him during the last 90 seconds. Is that true?
Yeah. sometimes you get a call up from the big leagues. But I'm glad I wasn't on last week. That would have been painful.
I know.
We took care of that for you. Don't worry.
Well, you know, we know you're hurting a little bit, but I think Shire and his group will be back. They may be back at the Final Four again next year. So he'll get other opportunities to get that banner down in Cameron.
All right, let's get down to business here. Hey, Dr. O, a bunch of Virginia players, had surgeries late fall, even maybe early winter. We noticed a lot of players did not play in the spring game. And I do believe the Duke spring game has not been held yet. Isn't that correct?
Right.
There's still Jamie Diaz. He's still got his game coming up. But so how long do they still have to hold them out rehab-wise before they can start giving them some reps?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's going to be kind of dependent on the athlete and the injury. I mean, a lot of shoulder kind of injuries, you're looking at 4 to 5 months before you really let them have any real reps. you know, if you're looking at things in the knee, it could be longer. If you take something serious like an ACL, a lot of times you wait until 9-10 months later to really let them have any sport specific activity, at least in like a competitive type situation.
Right.
So it can be prolonged.
You know, it said, I talked to the offensive line coach, and he was saying that they had cleanup surgery of the knee. Kind of like, I don't know, were they trimming cartilages?
Cartilage. Typically.
And that's a faster comeback, wouldn't it?
Well, I wouldn't think. Harris hurt his knee after like the third or fourth game, and then they decided his knee did not respond to just rest. So I'm assuming he had fluid on the knee or something, and apparently he had torn some cartilage
knee. Yeah.
So Harris was on the field Saturday. I don't remember him doing much. I think he might have caught a ball, but I didn't notice him making great cuts or anything. It's almost like Trell just go out there and run around for a minute.
You know, Doctor, that's a good question, and obviously we have this offensive lineman who was supposed to really contribute. He had an ACL injury, and he's out for the season. How do guys psychologically have any problem coming back from knee injuries after they have a serious issue like that? How easy is it to get out there and be freewheeling again?
Oh, you know, the mental health component of it increasingly we understand to be a large part of return to sport. In fact, it can be a primary predictor. So there's this entity known as, or phenomenon known as, kinesiophobia, and it's a fear of movement. You might imagine, as traumatic as the ACL tear is to the knee, the body has a tendency to want to protect and guard itself, which is only natural. The problem is, when trying to return to sport, if that hesitation or that guarding leads to a hesitation in movement or awkward movement, that's a setup for repeat injury. So the psychological part of a knee injury return is enormous.
I believe Lavelle Davis may have had rumors of that. Remember he went down one summer on a no-contact deep pass play, and remember he just went down.
Well, I think, you know, you would assume it's even a greater problem in football where you're going to get hit. So could be apprehensive when you get back out there, particularly a receiver. You go over the middle, you know you're going to get hit, like it or not. So.
And you're starting with a guy who's 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", 300 pounds. Talk about torque on the knee, Doc. My gosh.
Oh, that's huge. But the other thing to consider is when it's non-contact, that actually can be more intimidating or apprehensive for the person. Because when you get hit, your mind can make a clear connection. This is what happened. I can avoid that. When it happens non-contact, just, you know, changing direction quickly or pivoting quickly, it makes it harder for in some cases, for your mind to make the connection for causality, which can make it harder to get over psychologically.
How about, did you hear that? Causality.
I know. That's a big word, too. That, you know, that condition he cited, which I can't repeat, I have that problem, fear of movement.
You know. See, that's what I have to deal with every week, Dr. O. Dr. O, we want to thank you for a fabulous year. You were awesome. You were always on time, and you did a great job. We got you in studio this year. That was fun.
Yeah, I have to do that again in season 17, definitely.
Well, we got to go to break. We want to thank you at Ortho Virginia. We'll be back in touch with you in the weeks ahead, possibly concerning the bonus show we may do in May.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right, here we go into break. Come back on the other side with Paul Collins. Stay with Who's Talking.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Welcome back. Who's Talking tonight's show? Frank and I in studio with Dr. Bobby Call. He's still with us, and we got friend of the program, sponsor, and former great offensive lineman at Virginia, Paul Collins, on the line now. So a lot of discussion of football tonight, but we are a couple of days removed from the spring games. So it's and as Frank has taught me over 16 years, Bobby, it's always football season.
Of course. All year round.
It is. It's a big deal.
It never stops.
Paul, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting on my couch in my green jacket.
Good. Hey, I've got my Masters
Frank, polo shirt on. He dressed for the occasion.
Nice. Well,
you know what? I'm going to tell you this flat out. The crowds that were moving and surrounding the greens near the end of the tournament, I was there the year before Tiger won it.
Like 96 or something like that?
Maybe 98, 97. Okay.
And 1898 or 19?
Stop that. Stop that. I'm not that old. Anyway, the thing that I remember is as the day wears on, the crowds move to like 16, 17, 18, and it's like 20 deep. Mm-hmm. And so the trick is you've got to really move if you want to get a good look at the players. And
you just got to get behind a big guy like me, like a blocker, man.
Well, you know, I know how to do that, but I just remember watching yesterday thinking, God, how exciting. And good for the young man from Ireland. I noticed he gave a major gift to the charities up there in
UK, children with learning disabilities. Gave the entire winnings, $4.2 million, from Augusta to a charity over there. So
we need to see if he's willing to give some to our NIL.
Yeah, we need somebody like that. Denny McCarthy had a good tournament, not a great tournament. He's a Wahoo. He finished.
He was the low end, wasn't he?
No. He's a pro now. Denny was number 29, and I looked it up. He made 149,000 clams over the weekend, and that's good eating.
It is. Now, housing.
Let's him go to the next tourney.
You know, housing down there at Augusta is expensive. You know, you have to rent a house. Hey, Paul, just a question from Hobo here. This guy, Monroe Mills, I'm sure we signed him to a nice NIL deal. Does he get that money regardless, or is he going to give a little bit back?
I've asked that question if these things are guaranteed by insurance or not. I've never gotten a clear answer on that. I think the hope's going to be that he's going to come back in 26. Let's face it, I think that's less than 50-50. But I had repeatedly asked that question, Hobo, are these things guaranteed with an insurance policy or not? And nobody has answered that question, you know, similar to the kid at Tennessee rolling out with, you know, his original $8 million deal. And
can you believe
he wanted
that?
16.
He's got a Hawaiian name, Lava kid, Leva, or something like that.
Nico, I'm a leave ya.
Yes. I'm a gonna leave ya. Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna call him Nico.
Well, Nico.
Yeah, you know, listen, I mean, the kids are taking advantage of a faulty system that the adults created, though, guys. I mean, I think as long as the NCAA is okay with these kids getting the blame and fans being angry at the kids, and as long as the NCAA and the adults who created this fiasco of a system escape the blame, they're okay with the kids getting, you know, bearing the brunt of this stuff. And that's my entire fault with the system is kids are kids. They're not going to make the best decisions. But listen, if they're employees now, they're not athletes. Let's face it. They are employees. And if you guys in your job are making $100,000 and your competitor says, I'll pay you $200,000 or $300,000,
every one of us is going to take that deal.
No, right? I would never leave Frank, no matter how much money.
No. And I wouldn't leave
Hobbo.
He's
priceless, huh?
I wouldn't leave Hobbo. All right, hey, I'm looking up Nico. I'm a Leva, and he was getting
I am a Leva.
2.4 mil this year.
And the coach told him goodbye, right?
The coach was furious because it was an unannounced absence.
Like he set out the spring game. The day before the spring game, he says, "Hey, I'm not playing it until you pay me more." Now, the reports now are coming out that he did the same thing last year before the playoff game, that he said, "Hey, you were paying me 2.4 mil." Think about that. He's a 19-year-old kid, first year starting. He said, "Hey, you paid me 2.4 mil, and that was for the regular season in the SEC games. Now that I'm in the playoffs, you either got to pay me more or I'm not going to play in the playoffs." So,
Who's doing that? It's his agent. His agent is jumping correct. In there because the kid has got so much money, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Correct. Well, he might have too much money unless the parents and the friends and everybody else have gotten their fingers into it, which, you know, may or may not be the case. Again,
the posse,
listen,
yeah.
As long as we continue to blame the players, if nothing's going to change, until the Heat gets directed to where the Heat belongs, the adults have screwed this up, period, end of story. The adults have screwed it up. They're making money. Lawyers are involved. Agents are involved. It's all the way down to the high school level. You can talk to the guy at Highland Springs. You can talk to any major high school football coach in this market. They've got high school programs trying to pilfer their kids that are, you know, hey, come for us. We'll pay for play. It's a disaster. It's impacting spring game attendances around the country. You can look. I think they said Oklahoma had went to 15,000 from 50,000. Alabama was like 14,000 or 15,000 from a sellout the year before. You know, we're losing the emotional attachments. We're losing the investments. And it's a fiasco, and it's got to get fixed, or it's going to be a big-time problem.
Well,
listen,
you know,
March Madness.
You know, it may be unrelated, but it seems to me that it's on the fringe of one of the unintended byproducts. A young man from LSU, a wide receiver who was on the team last year, killed himself.
And yeah, he did.
He was involved, I believe, in a car wreck or something.
He got charged with felony hit and run, I believe.
Right. But this was a kid that was out of football, and he didn't make it to the next level. And so his whole world came crashing down around him after a bad car accident. And I think, unfortunately, I think we're going to hear more stories like that, because the fine line between going from being the star high school player to the well-paid college athlete and then the hopes of ever being a pro, all of a sudden that becomes more dramatic, doesn't it? Doesn't it just scream, hey, here's danger?
I think we're going to see fewer Bobby Calls who go to med school after they finish playing.
I feel for the kid, Nico, right? I mean, we're putting these kids in these terrible, you know, they're 18, 19, 20 years old. To the decisions that these kids are having to make are just terrible. Listen, they deserve some money. How much? I don't know. You know, is it right now we're in no rules? It's free agency for any kid. Every program is getting tampered with. Coaches are leaving.
Hold on. You touched on something. Tampering. For a lot of the people out there, they don't understand what that is. Just to your way of thinking and your knowledge and experience, describe that for our listeners.
Well, listen, it's very simple. All these kids coming out of high school typically have buds on other teams. And Team X, who lost their left tackle in spring game, and now all of a sudden you need a tackle. Well, hey, man, my bud's at Y school. Hey, man, call your bud. How much is he making? Well, you need to call your bud and tell him whatever he's making, we're going to double it. It happens every day. So, you know, it's you have plausible deniability, because school can say, well, we had nothing to do with that. But it happens every day. So it's the kids are constantly contacted. The Nico kid, okay, listen, he's 20 and he's making $2.4 million a year. And he's got some just punk in his ear saying, hey, man, you're worth double that. Arch Manning's making $6 million a year. All right, well, why is he making $6 million? Well, primarily because his last name's Manning. Your name's not. But nobody's telling him that, right? There's nobody mentoring these kids. You just have all these adults. You have these just dirty, dirty individuals in these kids' minds making these terrible decisions for them. And it has to stop. I mean, it's real. You know, again, your fan interest is waning. March Madness. It's not March Madness. If next year it's all ones and twos, they got a problem.
You know, I pointed that out, Paul, that the idea of Cinderella in March Madness is over. That was a big appeal of the NCAA tournament, you know, to have a Cinderella go through the first weekend.
I don't think we're quite there yet, but we're maybe only 2 years removed from that.
Well, I'll be happy to see anybody other than the SEC get in the Final Four.
Well, to your point, SEC in the Big, right?
Yeah.
I think going forward, basketball, you're going to see ones and twos at the Final Four, and that's going to be it.
The TV ratings are going to crash, and I could care less about watching it.
Well, let me ask you this, Paul. You and I had an exchange here late this afternoon. You spotted a Penn State lineman that jumped in the portal after their spring practices.
Yep.
Why doesn't Virginia just go grab that guy?
Well, they have rules, and you know there's rules. He can go into the portal with no contact, which means he already has a desk. So anytime, listen, when you hear a kid go into the portal and he says no contact, it means he's already been contacted. He already knows. His agents already told him, hey, you're going to go to Louisville or you're going to go to Miami and you're going to make $750. So go back to the tampering for a second on that. So if the kid goes into the portal with the contact rule, then listen, he was a Penn State guy. He started, I think they said, 8 games maybe this year, 8 games over the last 2 years. So certainly he can play. He can play significant for us. Then it's going to go back to the question you and I, Frank, have asked you guys. Okay, this last year we had two donors step up big time, right? I mean, big time.
Big money.
Probably got a $20-21 million total kitty to go get players, and we did a great job. Admissions got on board. So that was functionally in this terrible system. The school got on board. We had money. Are we going to have that? Do we have any left?
I would bring this up. 3 years ago, Virginia resisted this, and I caught a great deal of heat for saying that we needed to get on board because everybody else was. And everybody, oh my God, I got people shooting at me from Charlottesville. But
Frank, here's the problem. Yeah. You got to get on board every year.
Oh, yeah. I know. I get it's that.
Every year. Who's giving the $20 million next year?
So people keep using the word unsustainable. Okay? Here's the problem. Until they put guardrails on this thing, until there's a collective bargaining agreement, until the athletes are employees, you will continue to have the Wild West. And who knows what will happen. And I hate to be...
And the problem there is $20 million this year becomes $30 or $40 million next year.
Or whatever.
And then the question is, where's the money coming from?
Think about the dude who gave the money for Nico, right? The super booster at Tennessee who said, hey, we've got to have this kid. He's the missing component to our national title hopes.
Yep.
The guy goes, all right, what do you need? Well, we need $8 million. Okay, fine. Here's $8 million. But this is what I want out of the kid. Now that guy shafted him. And again, I don't know the money come back, doesn't come back. There's a lot of unanswered questions on these contracts. But do you think now, next time you go to that super booster and they say, hey, man, We got an SEC national title contending, but I need $8 million for a quarterback. What do you think that guy's going to tell him?
Well, the money was, he had an escalating deal. He got like, I think, 1.8 year one, 2.4 billion this year, and then I guess it was going up to close to 3 next year. But I'm sure that booster donor is furious.
And he's not going to give.
And you know what he's going to do? He's going to back up. All right, the music tells us we're out of time here, Paul.
Thank you, Paul, not only for being a great guest, but a great sponsor. And we look forward to talking to you next summer or right before the season.
We got to take him out for hamburgers at Fridays soon.
I think so.
All right, maybe Bobby can join us too. Stay with us. The final segment of Who's Talking will take place in just a couple minutes as we pay some bills. Stay with us. Who's Talking will continue.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, Class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Man, crank it up. Yeah. There's some drums over here. I think that's rough. Yeah, I think that's rough. Some limelight. All right, here we're back. Final segment tonight of Who's Talking? Show number 562. And this show is for Rocket. Rocket always complains on the Saber about my pose. So this one's for Rocket. Take that, Rocket. All right. We've had fun with Bobby Call in studio. Bobby, baseball team won 2 out of 3 against Pitt, even though the home plate umpire and the officials tried to throw away the first game on Saturday. That was a strange ending. The Cavaliers prevailed. They lost the second game, but then they came back with a vengeance and crushed the Panthers. What was the score in that third game?
18-0.
You know, I think you have, when you get to like 12, don't you just say, all right.
That's the old mercy rule or whatever.
Don't you guys
want
to just get on the bus and get out of
here?
Yeah,
and the baseball team plays Liberty tomorrow at home, and then they have a three-game series at Florida State starting Thursday.
Their new ad campaign, Liberty Bibbity, is working, I tell you.
And Florida State is ranked ninth, so an opportunity for the baseball Hoos to make a statement.
And you want them to come strong at the end of the season.
And
too.
I did want to mention in the Friday's Olympic report, and we're in a point of thanking sponsors. Obviously, Bobby's a great sponsor, Paul Collins is as well, but Friday's has been with us a long time, and they sponsored the Olympic report this year, and hopefully Tony Grillo and others will do it again next year. So if you get a chance, go to Friday's and enjoy their food, appetizers, drinks, and all that good stuff, and tell them Frank and Hobbo told
Listen,
you to go.
Listen, the whiskey-glazed wings and ribs are incredible.
Yummy. But, you know, the way you get mentioned in the Olympic report with Hobbo is to beat Virginia Tech, and both the men's and women's tennis team did it, and I was impressed. The women's tennis team has beat Virginia Tech 29 straight times.
You got to love that.
When's the football team going to start doing that to the Hokies?
Well, back when I was fourth year, we started, but I don't know what happened after that.
So women's lacrosse...
They're doing well. They're ranked...
But they had a terrible game at BC.
Well, BC, I think, was ranked two, so the women's lacrosse team, I think, has moved up to ninth in the poll, so they're certainly going to be in the tournament.
So men's golf, I believe, is ranked in the top 10, and they are hosting today and tomorrow the Louis Chintengua Memorial, and he was a former Virginia golfer who passed away at an early age, and this is at the Birdwood Golf Course. Women's golf on Wednesday is competing in the ACC Championships, and let's see if they can go down there and get some W's. Men's lacrosse, this is a tough season. I feel for our friend Lars Tiffany, the head coach.
Yeah, no, he's very frustrated, I'm sure.
They lost at Notre Dame.
Because he's performed and his team has performed at such a high level.
This
is really an aberration, and I'm sure he'll be back next year with a vengeance.
Yes, softball threw two no-hitters back-to-back against Syracuse, and a young lady on the team, and I can't remember her name, set the UVA home run record for women's softball. Good for them.
Back-to-back no-hitters is pretty impressive.
They're number 24
in
the rankings. And you know what? They got that beautiful Palmer Park now, and they're getting good players, and they seem to play together. Men's tennis. The Cavs are readying for the ACC Men's Championships, which are down in the Cary Tennis Park in Cary, North Carolina. A lot of hopes that this team is gaining momentum. It's a young team, and as they've gained experience this year, they've gotten on a hot streak. The women's tennis team, I think, has won something like 8 or 9 straight matches.
Yeah. Both tennis programs are doing extraordinarily well, and both could be a threat in the national tournament coming up in May.
So the women are the number 7 team in the nation, but the number 4 seed at the ACC Championships. The UVA men are number 6 in the nation, number 5 at the ACC tournament that's coming up. And that tells you there's the teams that are in the top 5 are all playing.
Yeah, back in my day, we got as high as 6th in the poll, but there were two ACC teams ranked ahead of us. I used to say 6th in the nation, 3rd in the ACC.
Well, listen.
We need to get those basketball days back. The ACC struggled a little bit in hoops.
How about
lately.
Quickly, who were some of your teammates besides Barry Parkhill?
Obviously, Wally, Frank DeWitt, Scott McCandless, Tim Rash, who's a Richmond guy.
Nice guy. Good golfer, I think.
I'm trying to think of the high school he went to here locally. I should know that. But he's a Richmond guy, was a great shooter back in the day. Chip Miller, whose dad was a coach at VMI,
yep.
Weenie Miller. So Gus Girard was a teammate of mine. You know,
he wasn't any good.
My senior year, we had Parkhill, Walker, Girard. We had 3 pros on the team.
Yeah.
No.
How about why couldn't you guys have won a title?
We should have. Should have.
All right, hey, the music tells us we're out of time. It's been an awesome season. Hopefully we can put together a deal with Odyssey to have a a May summary show. We can review all the spring sports.
Thank to all of the listeners and sponsors for another great season.
Thank you very much. Go Hoos.
Yes, go Hoos. Woo-hoo.
Thank you, guys.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.